USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A deal has been brokered for the head of the Wagner Group and his mercenary soldiers to end their rebellion and leave Russia. They were surrounded by cheering crowds on their exit. Under the deal brokered by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko, Yevgeny Prigozhin and his soldiers would avoid prosecution.
The Wagner Group reportedly came within 120 miles of Moscow on Saturday, leader Yevgeny Prigozhin agreeing to exile in Belarus. Military analyst Mike Lyons tells me there are still uncertainties.
And what happens to the mercenary group, the Wagner Group? Where do they go? Do they become part of the regular Russian military now? Lots of unanswered questions here.
Lyons says the short term will be telling for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think the next few hours, 24, 48 to 96 hours, will likely tell what happens to him, whether he tries to consolidate power or what.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The support ship to launch the final dive of the Titan submersible has returned to Canada.
The Polar Prince arrived at St. John's, Newfoundland, with its flags flown at half-mast. Experts believe that all five passengers aboard the small submersible died instantly due to an implosion as they descended toward the Titanic wreck site. Canadian officials have officially launched a safety investigation. After a search spanning nearly 5 days, search crews finally located fragments of the Titan on the ocean floor last Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Some nasty weather is spreading into the Great Lakes and Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Severe thunderstorms are expected, but forecasters say hail appears to be the biggest threat. They aren't ruling out isolated tornadoes or damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, the extreme heat that's been cooking Texas for more than a week is spreading. Heat advisories are in effect this morning for much of Texas, eastern Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, western Mississippi, and western Tennessee. This is USA News.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Police say more than a dozen people were wounded too fatally at a street party in Michigan. Police in Saginaw believe shots were fired after an argument broke out, which caused other people in the crowd to shoot their own weapons in response. Police say at least five different guns were fired. Human remains have been found in the California wilderness near the area where actor Julian Sands went missing.
Police have been searching for the missing British actor since he disappeared while hiking in January. Harsh weather conditions have made active search and rescue difficult until recently. On Saturday, San Bernardino officials announced hikers discovered human remains around Mount Baldy and a positive ID should be completed by next week. Sands is well known for his roles in 24, Smallville, Arachnophobia, and Leaving Las Vegas. I'm Jim Forbes.
Many of us have changed our eating habits since the pandemic, and studies show we're eating more poultry.
Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef?
It's no longer king. That used to be a staple with almost every lunch or dinner. But more people, especially boomers, are turning to chicken. Bloomberg says America's love affair with chicken is only deepening because it's so much cheaper than that red meat. According to Grubhub, four of the top 10 items ordered so far this year are chicken, followed by chicken quesadilla, fried chicken sandwich, and chicken tikka masala. I'm Phil Farrar.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.